All right, so We Day is coming up again, Dean. You know about We Day.
I do. I've got a list. There's a whole big, huge list of celebrities that are going to be appearing, as always.
Yes, and among those are famed rap artist Buzz Aldrin. The astronaut, you're telling me? Oh, okay. Exhibit Arnie Duncan, Rhyme Fest, Grace Vanderwaal, and that's just Stedman Graham, and that's just the beginning of the list. But, Tom, let's go backwards here for a second. When did Allstate get involved?
We got involved with the WE movement about almost 5 years ago and brought them to Illinois 3 years ago. This is our third year, and this year we're up another 50,000 students, so we got 150,000 students in WE schools doing volunteer work.
You've told me off the air and on the air that this is one of your favorite things of the year.
Oh, it's fun. It is. So first, WE Day is like an all-day-long rock concert with like leaders, entertainers, speaking to kids. About volunteering. And then we get a bunch of kids up who speak about volunteering, and they're the stars. And you go there, and if you're ever feeling badly about America, go to WE Day. You come away thinking these kids are going to fix it.
After 2016, do we need WE Day more than ever? Come on. I mean, this is if anybody ever thought we needed WE Day, now's the time.
We do. And remember last year we had on the show a guy we all wanted to vote for president.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we're going to vote for Griffin Saul coming up. We're going to meet Griffin here in just a second and talk about what he does. I mention this, I think, every year we talk about it, but Allstate gets pitched a million great ideas, and they really are great ideas. People come to you all the time. But what really fires you up about WE Day?
Well, it's about youth, and it's about youth empowerment. And the great thing about getting kids engaged is it just keeps on giving. So a lot of programs you do, you know, it's good that year, you help people out. Nothing wrong with those. Those are all good. But in this case, the kids who are involved in WE Day are much more likely to, like 80% of them keep volunteering when they get older. Like they vote at twice the rate. They're just, it gives. It just keeps on giving.
Right, and it grows on its own. Dean, have you been to the WE Day concert?
I went the first year I went. Last year I was out of town.
Right. So you and I are going to go, and we're going to be in the front row, and then I'm going to crawl up onto your shoulders and then pump my fists.
I don't know if they realize our famous French accent that we've now made famous.
Yes.
And how many times we have actually said "we."
Oh, that's true. That's true. And who knows? A tribute
completely
to WE Day.
Different context, but I think that would be a fantastic way of kicking the whole thing off. Steve and I show up with berets on and little fake mustaches that we've penciled on, eating French bread and French toast.
And then Tom has Mayhem come over and kick us out.
I'm thinking the kids are going to love it.
Yeah,
it's a great though. The kids love us.
Yeah, there's no question about
it. Kids love us.
It's WE Day, and the Tribune Company, Tribune Media, glad to be a part of this effort as well. But we're going to meet our new pal here in just a second, Griffin Saul. And thanks, Dean. Tomorrow we will preview the Stevies at
Stevie
the
Awards. Stevie Awards, look for the big mistakes.
It's the biggest morning in show business. Thanks, buddy. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break, come back, do the news. Griffin Saul and more with Tom Wilson from Allstate as we tell you all about WE Day. And this is the perfect opportunity for you right now to be thinking about how do I get my school, my kids involved for next year. We'll tell you how to do that as well. Big story next on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:43 now. Tom Wilson's here, CEO of Allstate. And what's your title for WE Day? Is it co-chair?
I'm co-chair of Illinois and then co-chair of the national effort. We're trying to take them across the country.
And if you go to goodstartsyoung.org, everything you need is right there.
Yeah, if you're a parent, you're... should ask your teachers, how come my kids are not at WE Day? How come we don't have WE schools? If you're a teacher, reach out and do it. It's all help. It helps you teach your kids how to do service-based learning.
This amazing concert / speaker event / rock. Well, you mentioned it off the air. It's a rock concert that goes on all day.
Yeah.
You earn tickets for it by being a part of WE Day. So in other words, you can earn tickets this year going into next year's WE Day.
That's right. So when the kids volunteer, hopefully something locally, something internationally, they earn their way to it. And it's the stars of that whole – we have 150,000 kids in Illinois. We'll have about 15,000 to 17,000 of them at the auditorium tomorrow. And it'll be great.
And you're in charge of all of them.
I'm not in charge of any of them. No, I'm just like, you know, you can't be in charge of 15,000 screaming kids.
Have a great time.
You can be inspired by them.
That's it. Griffin Saul is here, and you were inspired by Griffin. Nice to meet you, man. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Let's find a microphone that works for you. How about that one? There you are, Griffin. Griffin, you're a triplet?
Yes, I am.
Who are the other two?
My brother, Brennan Saul, and my sister, Gabby Saul.
But you're our favorite.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, the three of you. Griffin started something called We Are Able. What is it?
It is an organization to empower youth with disabilities and their families to improve the quality of their lives.
What type of disabilities are we talking about?
So the organization spans to all disabilities, but I recently did a campaign called We Are Able Day, where students took the pledge to understand what it was like to have a physical disability.
Your dad had MS, right?
Yeah, he did.
And eventually passed from MS.
Yeah, December
4th. Was that the inspiration?
That was the inspiration. You know, I always struggled coping with that growing up, and one of the ways I was able to do so was by working with people with disabilities. And he really taught me that you either have a choice. You can define your fate or be defined by it, and it was because of that that I carried forward this legacy for him.
Yeah, so you're inspired by your dad.
Absolutely.
And Dave, you knew his dad.
I knew his dad quite well when he was a student at Northwestern, and later we worked together on a couple of different things, and we stayed in touch. He was very active in the radio business, and actually had the NBA radio network was part of his company for a while.
Is that right?
I used to do some stuff with them, and but yeah, he. I mean, it's amazing, small world. But his dad Brad, I knew. I think when he was a student at Northwestern. And continue to be active with a radio station there, WNUR.
I'm sure your dad's very proud, wherever he's watching, and in my worldview, he is. Meanwhile, you are starting to be a world traveler as a part of your organization. Tell me about the trip to Kenya.
It was one of the greatest experiences of my life, hands down. Basically, these We Villages trips, they try and break the cycle of poverty. You immerse yourselves in the culture and the community and learn about access to education, access to healthcare, access to water and food, and the relationships I made there. I always say I found true happiness while I was there.
Griffin, how do you – you're a mentor now. I mean, how does that feel? They have other kids now – well, I shouldn't say kids, young adults coming to you and looking to you for inspiration.
It's a really humbling experience. You know, I always looked up to people like Craig Hilberger, Spencer West, and to be able to pass that down to other people is something that I do not take for granted. I'm very thankful for.
And this Kenyan program also launched another offshoot called We Are Rafikis.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm actually wearing one right now. These Rafikis are made by women in Kenya, and they have other products around and other We Villages, but basically each one you buy will go to empower different aspects of their kind of We Villages program. So,
and we can buy them from your group, We Are Able?
No, that's a product of We. I just happen to promote that because I'm a big advocate of the We.
How do I get a Rafiki, dude? That's all I'm looking for.
Go to we.org. They're all there. Or come down to the Allstate Arena and they'll be selling them there too.
Or go to
Steve permission,
I like it.
Steve, permission to online shop and buy a couple of these?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You can go to Walgreens.
Walgreens sells them.
You can get them at Nordstrom.
Oh, cool. Is that right?
Yeah. 1,400 women in Kenya are making these bracelets, and they cost $10. You can get them at Walgreens, and the money goes to help these women.
They're super cool looking too.
Great.
So you meet somebody like Griffin, and you and I, you know, about the same age, and we all know kids that are great kids, but they're not doing what Griffin's doing. What makes a kid like this so different?
You know, well, first, he's a special guy, and you know, he found some passion in life early. You know, me, it took me a long time to get there. You know, you just see them grow. I think what we can do is help support them. I mean, what makes them special is them, but what helps them be them is us supporting them. And whether it's a parent or a teacher, you know, you just have to tell kids you believe in them because they have this sort of self-definition of themselves. And you can hear Griffin now, he defines himself as a leader, right? Like it's about getting other people.
Right, he's not waiting for someone to tell him that now.
He's like, here's what I got to do. And so the thing he started with to say, my sister's a quadriplegic, my godchild's goddaughter's a quadriplegic, and like you hear this and you're like, wow, like why didn't I think of this? And I'm like, I'm glad he thought of it because he's doing it.
And one of the things Tom's always talked to me about too is the energy of We Day itself and how you just can't help but go out and slay the world after you spend time with these guys.
Well, and because you feel like you have to do something because they are so energetic.
All the kids are just crushing us.
And you know, that's been true throughout history, right? Like if you look at, you know, the Vietnam War, you look at all the, you know, race relations, you know, civil rights, youth have led those programs, and so we just need to help them and then get out of the way.
GoodStartsYoung.org, we.org, and more on what Griffin Saul is doing as well in just a second.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:53, Tom Wilson here, CEO of Allstate. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And look, I'm no fool. That's why my new best friend Griffin Saul is here. You know, like, I'm not going to be riding his coattails. Come on. What he's doing. Griffin and I are going to be hanging. I'm going to be his Uber driver.
Good call.
Tom, in the world you exist in as CEO of Allstate, you have regular contact with some of the people that run the biggest businesses in the world. Do you preach a little about We Day? Do you tell them about We Day?
I preach about youth empowerment, but I also preach about businesses need to do more. So I think if you look at America, it's a great country, lots of opportunity, but we got this pile of problems.
Yeah.
And those problems are bigger than what the government or nonprofits can solve. So I'm preaching that businesses need to get in and help. We have resources, people, talent, and if you do it, you'll be rewarded because people will do business with you because of who you are, not just what you sell.
Right, and that's important.
Yeah,
and pay it forward, man.
So I think in some ways, about 50 years ago, Milton Friedman wrote this book. He said that businesses should do one thing and one thing only, and that's make money. And I just don't agree with that. It might have been right 50 years ago. It's just not right today.
Oh, I think if your sole focus is making money, when the end comes, it's going to be warm.
Yeah,
and probably not the dry heat, because if you're not smart enough to give back and pay it forward, then what's the point of doing it? What's the point of getting up in the morning?
Yeah, and you know, businesses are here to create prosperity, and we need to, and that's not just money. So that's what I preach, and so I'm constantly out telling people, like, get involved in WE, get involved in the WE movement. We've got some great companies here in Chicago, so Aon, Grosvenor, we got the Chicago Community Trust. We got a lot of support, and what we're trying to do now is really get we integrated into Chicago, because Chicago is, you know, it's kind of a we're like our own little hub in the world,
sure.
and we need to just sink its roots deep down into Illinois.
Totally agree. And Griffin Saul, you are how old again?
I'm 18.
So what are you going to do next year?
College is the plan. We don't know where yet, but
you got a number one choice?
Not at the moment. We got to see. So acceptances come out late March, early April, and then we got to see financially where that all plays out. But you know, you never know.
What are you hoping to do? What do you want to do with your life other than change the world? Oh, by the way, during the break, I made him president.
I know he's going to run for something.
Radio show.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Social policy and like nonprofit management are really what I'm inspired by right now, and that's because of my involvement in the WE organization.
Well, you're an amazing young man. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to talk to 17 and 18-year-olds' parents now, because most of them are in school. So there's a lot of moms and dads and grandparents listening. And what I want is for them to hear from you how to get those kids involved. So tonight when those kids come home, they can get an earful from their parents and their grandparents and say, hey, I heard about Griffin today. Here's the website. What do you say to them? What should they be telling the kids?
I have very three simple lessons, steps to kind of make a change. One is to find your passion. We all have things we're passionate about. It's just a matter of finding that and then turning that into some idea and bring that to fruition. The second is to find people to support you, because we can all make a change by ourselves, but it's much more meaningful and impactful if we have people to support you like Craig did with his organization.
Right.
And the last is to be the change you want to see in the world. We all have a vision of what our ideal world looks like. And I think if we all kind of set our minds to define our fate, to not be defined by it, to act as if we treat each other with respect and dignity and proper etiquette, then that's how we kind of achieve a better world.
It's a pleasure to meet you, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm so sorry about your dad.
I appreciate that.
But what a wonderful legacy that you're building for him.
Yeah, it's everything I do is for him from day one. So
yeah. God bless you. And Tom, before I let you leave, for youth to get involved with this event, sort of the same message for parents, grandparents, school administrators, people running around listening now. What do we need to tell them to get them pumped up for WE Day going forward?
Tell them you believe in them.
Right.
Tell them you believe they can do it. Get them to reach beyond what the rest of the world thinks they can do. And if they believe in themselves, they'll make a difference just like Griffin did.
And if you go to goodstartsyoung.org, it'll link you to everything you need to know so you can start building your own individual local WE organization. And next year you'll be at the event. This event, gets bigger and better every year. You know what it sort of feels like? It feels like a combination TED Talk rock concert.
Yeah.
You know?
Very inspirational.
Shay Mitchell, Buzz Aldrin, Andre Day, and Exhibit, Arnie Duncan, Jordan Smith, Rhymefest, LaRoyce Hawkins, Monique Coleman, Dante Brown, Stedman Graham, Bailey Madison, Frank Wong, Grace VanderWaal, the Celebrity Malders, Spencer West, and that's just getting started. I'll be parking cars. Tom, thank you. It's always great to see you, and thanks for the partnership, as always, here from the Allstate Showcase Studio. But thanks for bringing in this young man.
Thank you.
Yeah, great work. As Weed Day continues, and thanks to our friends at Allstate. One more time on the website, goodstartsyoung.org or we.org, and we're back after this.